Hello and welcome to my podcast. It is Spirit of the Gator. Oh, it's so nice to be back, you guys. So nice. Shout out to everyone that is still living, still alive. If you have lost any family members or any loved ones or anyone due to Corona or whatever they say it might be, could be, should be, would be, I don't really give condolences and all of that. You know, I'm not a fake person because I understand, you know, where we are and life and death, they're the same. They're together. They go together. Can't have one without the other. So life and death is both a beautiful thing, and we want to look at both of them very open, heartedly. You know, we want to definitely not look at one as being such a great thing and the other one being something so tragic, because it's not the case. Both are great things, life and death, and both are tragic. So, love and peace and light to you and your family in this wonderful time that we are in, y'all. Like, oh my God, can y'all believe we got a whole fucking pandemic? Like, this is like, just mind-boggling, you know what I'm saying? Just like, and for those who don't or have never listened to my podcast, Spirit of the Gator, okay, I am raw, I am funny, I mispronounce a lot of fucking words, but you know what I mean, I do cuss a lot, and I'm very vivid when I explain the things that I explain, okay? I do not have a very broad vocabulary. I do not try to broaden my vocabulary because, it's English. I mean, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, just thinking about that, I just got excited, okay? And that will come out. The more you listen to me and the more that you engage and the more you let me into your wonderful ears and your wonderful level of thinking, of course, like, the more you vibe with me, you will be like, yo, this girl is hilarious. Okay, so, yeah, I will hurt your feelings. I do offend people. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But who cares? You know what I'm saying? Who cares? You get what I'm saying? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Who cares? No one cares. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one cares. Because you have the choice to not listen. So, in our reality, no one cares, okay? So, back to the pandemic. Can y'all believe we got a whole, like, just think about how long you've been on planet Earth, right? How in this life, okay? How long you been here? And you here with the pandemic, like, that is crazy. Like, whoa, that's freaky. Like, come on now. Just like, when you think about just the whole routine you had, your everyday life, the system that you was born into, when you think about just from birth all the way up to now, all your family reunions and all your get-togethers and just the whole life, the school, you going to school, all your friends, all your partners, just all this stuff, right? Your relatives, your loved ones, just think of all the jobs you done had and and all the money, all the lessons you didn't learn. Just think about how much life been putting its foot in your ass. Just think about all of that, right? And you live through a pandemic. Like, what? That is bizarre. Like, come on. Like, it's a great time to be alive. I think I hear my husband coming in. No? Okay. Sorry about that. It is a great time to be alive, okay? And that is him coming in, and he's on the phone. Well, guess what, you guys? I'm going to come back once I get my dinner started. But this is just letting you guys know that we are about to have fun. Baby, this ain't no quarantine. This is us getting our gear, checking our artillery, making sure that we are ready for action. Because remember, this is a spiritual war, and you are a part of that spiritual war. Virus.
Shit is getting real.
All right, y'all. I will holler at y'all in a little bit. Hello, everyone. You are listening to Spirit of the Gator. And I am currently frying me some potatoes. I have taste for some potatoes. So, I went ahead and scrubbed my other episodes. I believe I did. They should all have been scrubbed. Because, I mean, shit's different, you know? I mean, shit is different. It's really gonna be different. So I've actually decided to use that as a benefit and just go day by day. So I mean, we really don't know. I mean, we do, but they act like, bless you. Bless you again. You know, we act like we don't know what's going on. But, I mean, it's so much information out there. So, bless you again for the last time. I'm not saying it again. It's just so much information out there, man. Honestly. I mean, for real. And I mean, everyone is processing the information the best way they know how. People are coming from their level of understanding. So you have some people's level of understanding is pro-America. So they're looking at it at from that point of view. You have some people that are Christians and are looking at it from that point of view. You have spiritual people that are looking at it from a spiritual point of view. Of course, they saying all the conspiracy theorists is looking at it from a conspiracy point of view. So, I mean, it's so much. And having different points of view is actually extremely good. It's extremely good. It can be. To a, I guess a person that's a seeker. A seeker doesn't mind having, you know, so much information to have to go through and organize and store, you know. We enjoy doing that type of work. That's all the work is. That's what spirituality is, you know. If you can't organize it and know how to apply it to your everyday living, I mean, all you did was what you did when you was in school. You just remembered a couple study guides, and then you went and passed the test. So spirituality is not like that, and we are in a spiritual war, okay? And you gotta be able to apply that. You gotta be able to apply that to your life, so that you can see all the things that you want in the spiritual, you can manifest it in the physical. And what is happening in the spiritual is why we are manifesting what we're manifesting right now, currently, with this shutdown, this corona. That's why it's manifesting in the physical, because it something's going on in the spiritual to bring this here, okay? Right here, right now. And I say here, right now, because I knew it was going to be something that popped off. But no, I did not think it was going to be like a pandemic. No. Nah. No, I mean, no. I thought, definitely, you know, the military taking over, that's something that I've always kind of, you know, foresaw down the future. The vaccines, you know, that's a given. That's common sense, which is mind-boggling that people are not aware or hip to the vaccine. I mean, you've been getting vaccines since you was a child. I'm quite sure you have a birth record. And we really honestly don't even know how many vaccines we have really gotten. Like, we would have to go and just look at that birth record. I mean, that shot record. And look at that. I mean, that it's ridiculous. So clearly, we knew vaccines was coming. That's something that was always coming, because it's always been here. Pandemic? No, I was not really seeing the pandemic, you know, the pandemic part of things. No, I wasn't. I didn't think that was going to happen. And I am like, I'm shocked, baffled a little bit, and I'm baffled because, like, we really have, like, a lot of stuff popping off right now. Not just in America, there's stuff going on in China, there's stuff going on in Africa. They got stuff going on in Korea with this leader. They don't know if he dead or alive. So I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on. Then we got this a lot of information about corona that's going around, or COVID-19, or if it came from bats, and if it was made in a lab, or did we smuggle it over to China? Did Bill Gates and Dr. Fraud. We're just gonna call him Dr. Fraud, because that's a fraud right there. Dr. Fraud, you know, we don't know what they was on. Ain't no telling what they been doing. Look like they got caught with their pants down. Because people going in about these vaccines, and a lot of people don't want to stay in the house because they see the economy is crashing, and it's going to continue to crash. And my point of view on the of all of this, finally, I mean, finally, this is so exciting. Like, overall, it's so exciting. You know, like this is, it's amazing, because we really are seeing America for what she really is. You know, we seeing what's really going on, which a lot of the spiritual people, you know, have been aware of what's really going on for quite some time. But the system is everywhere. You know what I'm saying? The Matrix is everywhere. It's everywhere. They have structured. This little prison we in, man, they got this sucker locked down. It's locked down. Now, you can have a cell phone in here, and you can, you know, kill each other and rape each other, and, you know, you get your food and stuff. They even let you grow your own food. At least they did. Yeah. You know, it's nice, you know. It looked pretty. You got your own little house you can go to, you know. Hey, it looks beautiful. They made it look amazing. But this motherfucker is not amazing. I promise you. This motherfucker's not, it ain't never been amazing. Because it wasn't built right. So you can't tell me that if I get bricks and I build me a house, right? And I use the cheapest bricks and the shittiest equipment to put it together. And then I put it together. I don't even know what I'm doing. So I slapped it up. Just threw it up. I mean, honestly, it's not going to give you that lasting effect, you know? Because the foundation was strong. An America foundation. This is no foundation over here, man. Look. This was the problem is. Okay, I gotta tell y'all what the problem is because I already saw this coming. Okay, I'm like a people studier. Okay, I study people, right? And one thing I know for sure, is people of color, they know how to survive without nothing, okay? We are masters at surviving with nothing. We gotta learn how to survive when we get something. And that's the problem, because usually we die and we get killed by somebody that look like us. So we don't know how to per se keep it, but we know how to not have it, okay? Okay. There's one thing we know how to do. Is to not have. I'm concerned. Right? I'm concerned. Because, you got a whole class of people. Classed, because they call them classes, right? Because you are upper class and lower class and middle class. So we classes. So you've got a whole class of people that are used to having all the time. For as long as they've been in this body, they've been having. And they're going to become the have not. Now, I'm just going to always go with common sense because, you know, when you've been with a lot of confusion, because that's what's going on with the pandemic. Ooh, it's sizzling, baby. It's sizzling. Ooh, I got the sizzling. It got the hot skillet, too. I got the hot skillet. It's sizzling. Smelling good over here. Sizzle. So, you got a whole class of people, right, that have developed their whole ego, their whole self-esteem, all their confidence, just their whole very existence is based off of them being the haves. Ooh! When they reality come crashing down, baby. Oh, I don't know if we gonna be safe. Cause these folks, gotta remember these folks not built like you. These folks don't think like you. These folks ain't even experienced even a 0.0 decimal of what you have experienced. And you about to take away their whole livelihood, all of it, and they might lose their children to a virus, and they might have to bury their moms, or not bury her, but she's still dead. You gonna leave these unstable, mentally unstable humans amongst who? The mentally stable? Oh, okay, let's see how that works. Let's see. Man, this suicide rate about to go so high. When I say these niggas about to be jumping off bridges, baby, they about to be putting bullets up in their head. Oh, honey, they about to be taking pills. Ooh. Ooh. And they don't like you. And they already secretly don't like you. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. This is what I see. Now, maybe somebody gonna pump the brakes on all this. I don't know. I just know from a person of coming from, I've been on both. So I have had and I have not. Okay. And I know how strong you gotta be when you get to that have not stage. And you got to crawl your way back to heaven again. That takes a level of mental strength to be able to do that. Some people don't do it. Some people don't want to do it. Some people just like, you know what? I don't want to gain it all back. You know, I lost it all. I don't want to gain it all back. And some people never go get it at all. They just don't want it. But you got some people that've had it the whole fucking time. So imagine if you got your toys, right? And you the man on the playground, right? Your hair the longest on the playground, girl. Your hair the longest, girl. You got the longest hair with the prettiest bubbles. You got the ruffle socks, baby. You got that dress on. Fresh, right? Okay. You got all the toys. And nobody else got no toys. None. But you share some of your toys with them. And they really be happy. You never seen them unhappy with them not having no toys. They been cool. But then you realize that you are about to lose all of your toys. And now you got to go hang out with the poor children that ain't had no toys. So now you like, can I have some more porridge, please? You not used to ask, matter of fact, nigga, you not even used to eating porridge. Let's be real, you not even used to eating porridge, let alone having to ask for it. Man, this what they gonna do with the corona, COVID-19? This was the plan, or was it the vaccine? I'm just saying. You saying it's the vaccine. You saying that's the plan, but that don't look like the plan. The plan look like you want to take away people's livelihood. That's what it looked like to me. That's what it looked like is happening. And you want Americans that's low on vitamin D. Now, I ain't the smartest on the planet, but I do know that the sun and the planet and us all work together. And you want people to not get no sun, no vitamin D whatsoever, and fight a pandemic? We lost. I'm sorry. You can't fight a pandemic if you ain't got no immune system. It's not gonna happen. Infectious disease don't work that way, honey. I mean, it doesn't work that way. So, yeah, people gonna die, especially when they crank that 5G. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. People are going to die. And that's okay. It's okay. It's okay for people to die. Because remember, death and birth, they're the same. So, you can be happy somebody is born. But why would you want somebody... Why would you even want to bring somebody into this fucked up world? It's a pandemic here. Would you want to bring your... Would you tell somebody, hey, it's a pandemic. Come on, let me reincarnate you here right now. Nigga, they ain't coming here. They don't want to be here. They gonna be like, no. I'm not coming to Earth. Y'all got a virus. I'm not coming there. So, I mean, come on now. We can't be too... jacked up when people come and leave. You know what I'm saying? Because when somebody leave and they no longer gotta be here with a virus, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. Like, come on now, that soul get to travel and leave and get to go wherever it's going, or may come back and help your ass. You never know. May come back and you might need help later. They might stick around and stay just for you. You never know. But this is what I'm saying, okay? What I'm saying is, they say they want a virus. I can deal with that because they've always had, I mean a vaccine. I can deal with that because they've always had vaccines. I've been getting them since I was born. So I can roll with you trying to push out a mandatory vaccine, because the only thing I can do is say, no, let me stick that motherfucker in your ass. Let me give you a vaccine, sir. And if you don't want the vaccine, then I don't want the vaccine. It's just that simple. And if we got to go out kicking and screaming, we going out kicking and screaming. It don't matter. I mean, it is what it is. Like, you can't love your earthly life that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're still a spirit when it's all said and done. But that's for the advance, you know. Let me bring it back, because everybody ain't there spiritually, so, you know. We don't even want this shit, you know, but we're not going to go there. We're going to bring it back. We at the pandemic part, okay? So, pandemic part, we still got a long way to go for the, we ain't even hit the action yet, y'all. That's the crazy part. We ain't even hit the action yet. No lie, we still got to have a famine. I mean, a famine is coming. I've been telling people this 10, 15 years ago, that we had to have a famine. That has to happen. So, I mean, we're way, way, way at the beginning. We're only at, 50,000 deaths in America? I mean, that's like 50,000 ants compared to 7 billion ants. I mean, come on now. We ain't even started yet. They just like opening up. Basically what they doing, they just opening up the concession stand. You see them setting up. You feel me? They got snacks for you. You know what I'm saying? They over the intercom and shit. That's why they do the briefings. They on the intercom and they welcoming you into the, you know, the stands, because you about to cheer. You feel me? And some people about to be out there playing. And some people gonna be refereeing. And I mean, and some of y'all niggas gonna be cheerleaders with your skirt on too. So, well, I mean, that's where we at. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, that's where we at. And we gotta face the facts. Some of y'all gonna be in skirts and tutus with your pom-pom, and y'all gonna be shaking your ass. And 9 out of 10, there will be more women on the field. We just looking at the facts. There will be more women playing in the game. That's just what it looks like from what I see. But maybe I'm wrong. We might surprise me. We don't know what tomorrow gonna be. We didn't know 2 months ago it was what we didn't know. And I mean, you know. We knew something was coming. Even if you didn't know that it was a pandemic, we knew something was coming. You know, like, we've been due for something. At least that's how I always felt. I always felt like we are due for something, because I just felt like 9/11 just wasn't it. You know, like, when you just really think about history, just think about history and slavery and colonizing, just pillaging and raping and destroying and murdering. This is our history. This is the history. This is the history. This is it. This is what they gave us now. Of course, if we go into the ancient teachings or into the West, I mean the East and things like that, but we got to stay current. We current. And right now, currently, the country we in don't have a good reputation of not lying. They are known for lying. I'm sorry. They're known for lying. We caught them many a time. I'm sorry. And they be having these dumb ass looks on their face. Y'all, like, I mean, come on now. Y'all know body language. You, like, we to the point now, if a person talking about you a conspiracy theorist, cancel them. Cancel them. Cancel their ass. You don't need that type of negativity in your life. You need to cancel their ass. They is holding you back. In this day and age, what? And right now, we got a whole active pandemic. Jesus might come back, y'all. I'm so for real. He might just come. Like, it look, with the way it's going, they might have been for real. I mean, I don't know. We don't really know. We don't really know what's going on, y'all. Like, and the people calling the shots. Ooh, they trying to give you a shot. This ain't gonna work. So we in a tough situation right now, okay? Everybody in a tough situation. And that tough situation is, it's all on you, baby. It's all on you, man. You can panic and you can spaz out and you can wild out. You can start jacking your mat. Go ahead and blow through them finances. Go ahead if you want to. Blow through them funds if you want to. Keep letting that health go by you. That motherfucking health running in circles around you. Hello, hello. Keep letting that health go by you. Okay? Keep playing. Keep playing. Talking about it's a conspiracy. Alright. You gonna be conspiracy right in somebody's grave on a gurney somewhere. You better stop playing. Talking about it's a conspiracy. That word need to be removed. It need to be removed. Because that road right there is the death of people. Conspiracy and religion. Them two words right there. Oh, and love. Can't forget love. Them three. Them is the death to humans, okay? So you need to throw conspiracy out the window, okay? If anybody say you are a conspiracy theorist, cancel they ass. Because they are going to have you fucked up. I'm telling you, you cannot. Okay, right now we've been in war, okay? Because as spiritual entities, we always been in war. These are facts. We're in war, okay? But it's time. We're getting ready to go to war. Okay? We going. And you are enlisted. Okay? That's what this so again. You can keep talking about it's a conspiracy if you want to, and you're gonna look up, you're gonna be in Afghanistan. So fucking where? On a fucking base somewhere. You better stop playing with that shit. I'm telling you. You better get it together. Your ass gonna be chained and shackled. Shipped off somewhere, and you know they got it. Come on now, they got a history of doing this. Now stop playing. I know I joke and I play a lot, but America got a history of doing this. They got a history of shackling. Putting them shackles on your neck. They got a history. Okay? And you got to peep dig. Other countries watched Hitler. When Hitler did what he did, other countries watched Hitler. And they learned. Just like other countries have watched when they went over in Africa. Okay? And when they went over in Africa, the next person that's going over in Africa, they know how to do it better. They know how to do it better. They know how to do it better. They got experience now. They got a blueprint. Oh, honey. It is time for war, war, war. So, yeah. Don't spend all that money, man. Don't spend all that money. Check your health. You need to check yourself and them daily habits and them routines. Because, ooh-wee. You better look yourself in the mirror and you gotta ask yourself, do I have love in my heart? You got love in your heart, you ready for war. When you got love in your heart, it's when you're ready for war. And love and hate is the same thing, just like life and death. So most people go to war with hate. You can also go to war with love. And this war we're going into this war with love. And that motherfucker gonna hurt. Okay? Okay? This next wave that's coming, it's gonna hurt. And a lot of people gonna die. And you know why? Cause niggas is soft. That's just it. So all these people that you saw that was making you feel like you wasn't shit, all these people that was looking down on you, putting you down, all of the ones that was trying to manipulate you and control you and all that, all them, Spirit about to show you their true face. Spirit about to show you their true face. Not the mask they been wearing. Their true face. You about to see it firsthand. Right? You about to see it firsthand. And you even seeing it with good old Donald Trump. Because you see the mask that they keep wanting to put on him. They be trying to put on like 1,000 masks on this man. Like 1,000 of them. And he just showed you his true face. And it's just this fucking orange and narcissistic and fucking hilarious as can be. I mean, we are just really living in a wonderful time. I mean, shit is getting real. It's getting real. And yes, Cardi B really fucking stopped them fucking superstars from saying they fucking had the coronavirus with one fucking tweet. Yes, she really did that. So yes, I do quote Cardi B because shit is getting real, goddammit. Shit is not, she not fucking playing. Shit, it's a fucking virus and shit is getting real. And see, viruses ain't just this, virus ain't just your physical. That's really how, that's what I said, man. Is it the vaccine? Is it the vaccine? Because viruses, it's only gonna affect one part. That's the physical. But what if your mental get a virus? What if your finances get a virus? Then what you gonna do? Okay, then what you gonna do when your fucking diabetic ass grandmother can't get her fucking insulin shots? Then what the fuck you gonna do when your fucking child need they fucking albuterol fucking inhaler? Then what the fuck you gonna do? Be for real. So I mean, come on now, just saying. So what's up? Either the economy is going to open and a few niggas going to die, or the economy going to stay closed and a lot of niggas going to die. What I'm going to say is I would not recommend you being one to die. You need to try to be the one to live. Which means you need to make sure that you don't go to jail. Jail is out. Skirt. Pause. Pause. I cannot be. You cannot. We cannot be in nobody jail doing this. Doing this thing right here. Okay? No. We not being in nobody's jail right now. This ain't the time to go to jail. Okay? If any time is the time to not go to jail, it's right now. Don't do it. Okay? So, we want to make sure that we don't go to jail. Number one. Okay? And outside of not going to jail, I mean, I believe things are gonna smooth on out for a couple weeks, and then it's gonna turn up again, and it's gonna smooth on out, and it's gonna turn up again, and it's gonna smooth on out. You know, ain't nobody, oh, excuse me, hot, to Google. They said good, y'all. I wish I could have some. I mean, we do got a thing called FEMA, you feel me? Don't forget about FEMA. And you better get up on FEMA, because you seen FEMA in New Orleans. The motherfuckers wasn't right. And they just went somewhere else. They wasn't right. Well, who just, Cuba? Was it Cuba? Somebody had just had one of them little hurricane tornadoes. They sent FEMA out there and they was trying to, was it Puerto Rico? I don't know who it was, because we got so many, you know. Mother Nature just always doing her thing. We be having so many. But whatever they did the last time they did with that hurricane or that little, that hurricane, you know what? We just gonna speak the fact. We don't even know what they really did in Katrina, so let's just keep it real. Let's just keep it real, because a lot of niggas died down there, too. Okay? So, yeah. We clearly see that we ain't never ready. I don't understand why. This is what bothers me, right? This is what concerns me. How we ain't never ready. That's why I said America is they be lying. How we ain't never ready? How? We ain't never... Oh, except if it's time to go to another country. Oh, we is ready for that. Other than that, we ain't never ready. That, I mean... How? Which makes me think... that we are ready. We extra prepared for this pandemic. We overly prepared. That's why it's popping off. It's popping off because we extremely prepared for the pandemic. That's why it's here. Now, that make more sense to me than you getting up here talking about we wasn't ready. I know this planet been here 150 million years, nigga, and you wasn't ready. No. Okay, clearly I was born when Corona was born. Clearly. No, so no, that don't sound right to me. Common sense would tell me, no, we've been ready, and that's the problem. We've been waiting. Y'all been waiting. Plot. Y'all niggas are sneaky, but it's okay. Well, thank you guys for listening to Spirit of the Gator. I am about to smash these potatoes because you know the gator got to eat, baby. And I got a full plate. I got them bell peppers with them onions. Ooh. Ooh, it looks delicious. It looks scrumptious. It looks scrumptious. Yes. So, I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.